East Coast Breakfast.
Yes, I'm very excited that it's now my first time ever to be in South Africa. And I have to tell you that South Africa was on my bucket list. And it's always been like a dream of mine to come to South Africa. And I have to tell you, like, I'm coming to South Africa in the best time, especially what have South Africa have done all last year. They're basically putting the rest of the world to shame. I'm very honored to be in the place that gives a new meaning for the word justice, because I guess the rest of the world has failed us in this matter.
So on that, can we talk just briefly, because a lot of Durbanites will be listening to this now and they'll go, who's Bassem Youssef? I was also ignorant to that until I saw you on Piers Morgan, and then that put you on my radar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, where were you before Piers Morgan?
Well, okay, here's a brief, a very, very brief history. I used to be a heart surgeon, cardiothoracic surgeon for years. I studied and worked in medical field for 19 years. And then 2011, that's 13 years ago, we had the Egyptian Revolution, the Arab Spring, and I went viral because of also videos that I did supporting the revolution, making fun of the lies and the ridiculous lies of the media. And that got me a show. I went from YouTube to a TV show. This TV show was watched by hundreds of millions of Arabs all over. It was kind of like a political satire show, like Jon Stewart and Trevor Noah, of course, who you guys know. And basically, that was the Arabic version of it. And for 3 years, 3.5 years, I had this, my show. It was the most watched show in history. And then I got canceled. I got interrogated. I got arrested. I had my show canceled a few times. And I ended up escaping the Middle East, went to the United States, started my own career of stand-up comedy in English. And then I kind of like, I went through like a totally new career, totally new path until a year and a half ago when I went on Piers Morgan. So that kind of gave me exposure for the rest of the world. Before that, actually, I was on The Daily Show and I was hosted by Trevor Noah. I was on his show when he was hosting The Daily Show after Jon Stewart. I've been with Jon a few times, with Trevor Noah once. So that's kind of a very, very brief history of what happened before that moment.
You're able to communicate again the travesty that is occurring, but at the same time, you have a way of being so extremely ironic and finding humor in the most desperate of situations. When people say you're like the Egyptian or the Middle Eastern Jon Stewart, I would argue maybe even better, because John never risked incarceration. John never risked interrogation. John, your instinct to be a satirist, to be a communicator, to be a comedian, when you are a fully qualified surgeon, what's up with that?
Well, I guess I found more money in comedy. No, I think, I have to tell you, I actually talk about that in my show. I was very depressed. I spent 19 years in medicine and I had all of the qualifications and I was even accepted in a fellowship in Cleveland. But I was miserable for 19 years. When the opportunity offered itself, I just took it. I think at the time I would prefer to be abducted by aliens than continue working in medicine. It was killing my soul, my friend. It was killing my soul every single day. Well, you can expect the unexpected. I'm going to be a guy who used to be a heart surgeon and now who's doing comedy. So I don't know which one I'm doing better. But I'm sure that if I'm doing a heart surgery, I don't think like 4,000 people will come to my clinic. So this is a show about my life, how I was a surgeon, escaped from medicine, got interrogated and arrested for what I'm saying. And also, I kind of like pepper a little things about what's happening in current world affairs. It's a personal journey about a comedian who found himself in comedy and satire, and he uses ridiculousness to describe his point of view of the world. Is that a good elevator pitch?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. And apparently you've got a sketch about how your jokes are being interrogated by security.
Yes, there's a part of the show when I tell them like how like when my jokes went so far, there was a warrant for my arrest and I had to sit in a room with interrogators for 6 hours to explain my jokes. And you know, for a comedian too. You understand the worst thing that you can tell a comedian is like, hey, explain to us this joke.
Oh, that's funny.
And there was and then when I explain to them and they don't laugh, that's when I get, and actually I talk about like how the interrogator was actually quite funny because he was telling me that he didn't like the jokes and he was giving me pointers about how to make it funnier. So that's actually, yeah. So, and I talk about how I went to America and started my life there. And I found like a different kind of oppression under Trump, which is also very funny. And I found myself in a rally and a gun rally, you know, the pro-gun people, and
Yes.
how like people going around with guns and how I'm dealing with people with guns in that. And that's actually like another part of my show. Yeah.
Oh my word. I can't wait. I'm gonna tell absolutely everyone they must come and watch Bassem Youssef live at Durban ICC on the 7th of February. It's only a one night only. Oh, let me give you I'll give you one of mine. I'll call this a qualifying joke and you can tell me if I can open for you. Okay.
Based
on this joke. Do you know why Egypt's political system has been so unstable for so many years?
Why?
Because they're the first place that really could have survived on a pyramid scheme.
Well, don't do that because that's part of my show.
Oh, I do like a pyramid scheme.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.